COMM.com/Mojave. Okay? You can also pick up the phone and call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. You won't see them from Silver Creek. You have to go around behind Glam RN, and then they're right there. Or you can call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place for lunch and shopping. Yeah, downstairs you'll find three great restaurants, the Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery, and Daniel's, and the Sweet Ice Cream Shack store business. Upstairs, everything from chocolate to boots to clothing to movies to sunglasses, yeah, and sports items, all here in the mall. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, nail salon, and a bar. Come check us out at the mall. Southwest Financial Services. Hey, do you have an expensive Medicare G or F supplement and you think you're paying too much and you want to change? Well, a major U.S. carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. In other words, they don't care what issues you have. This could possibly save you up to $100 a month. Not bad. Dinner for two or three out. Yeah. So you may instantly qualify. Pick up your phone and call the Southwest Financial Center, 928-763-4360, to see if you qualify. All right? ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, year number two they're in too. And if you haven't eaten lunch here yet, buzz up there today, right there in the Riverview Mall, a couple doors down from CVS. And, you know, if you go up there, you just keep going straight and you run right into ProFit Kitchen. Also, check out their whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. And you can also do meal prep solutions. That's where you order your food and you pick it up and you got food for the whole week. Yeah. A lot of people are doing that. Don't go through a drive-thru. We're all busy in our jobs, so if you can eat at your desk because you popped it in the microwave for 2 minutes, oh, yeah. And it's good quality food? Yeah. Healthy? Whoa. Check out ProFitKitchen.com, KITCHIN.com. Make sure you spell it right. All right, now, into the studio. We're playing 60s today. Bo's going to call his mom and ask her, what's the name of this song?
You got me beat again every time I come on here.
So our guest today is Bo Helms, the executive director of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, and had one of your bosses in here Friday.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yes, the executive director of Warm Sea.
Oh, isn't he a nice guy?
Yeah, real young, friendly, and a really nice guy.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to do well. And if he's as smart as he is nice, we're in good shape.
Yeah. I got to meet him for the first time, actually, after the elections had taken place. I didn't know him at all prior to it. I hadn't seen him at events yet. He's newer to our community, but he's eager to get involved. And Brent seems to be a young individual like myself that's motivated to bring change to Bullhead. So it's really awesome to work
with
him.
He was at the debate with the mayors the other night. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they call it debate.
I know it's question a forum. And answer. Forum.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, we'll ask you questions, you give us answers. You only have 2 minutes. And
well, I think in the rules, if you listen to it at the beginning, they said that if someone quotes something from something you said or used your name, then you have a certain amount of time to respond back to them. But no one did. No one got
no.
The questions weren't, I think, challenging enough for them to push on each other a little bit. But why would you? It's community.
Yeah, and after the primary, you'll probably get there.
Yeah.
You know, when it's down to two, then we'll start to see a little mudslinging.
A little more.
Not quite like we do on TV with all the candidates. You know, if you're running, you know, Larry Adams told me something years ago, 30 years ago. He said, you get the candidates you get because of the media.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You know, Joe Biden's got to have big shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, and all these people running for in our state for running for governor or running for the House or running for the Senate, and everyone's just blasting each other. Mm-hmm. You got to have big shoulders. You got to be able to take it, and your family too.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how would you like to say, you know, Casey, I'm going to run for governor, and then she sees a couple commercials that tells them everything you are.
Yeah.
And you go, that's not me.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she's going, oh, stop. Don't run. Yeah.
It's interesting to watch all this go down. I mean, really, local government, you would think it's more community over competition again. It's more like just finding the best candidate that's going to support our city.
Right.
And I don't think we're in that. So many of the candidates have opinionated ideas about what to do with the budget for the future or what we want to do with our parks. And it's great things, but it's certain parts of our community that they're really focusing on. It's not all in body of the community, I believe.
Well, and furthermore, when you're on there, you're one vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really can't bring an issue to the council and say, we're going to push this through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to get four other people to agree with you.
That's right.
You know, and that's not easy to do.
No, and the council now, they're dealing with major issues. I mean, I guarantee you tonight's meeting will be an interesting one with the past weekend that we had. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We're talking about the Colorado River where we had four people injured with an out-of-control jet ski. One was flown to Vegas.
That's right. Three were taken to Warm Sea.
Three to Warm Sea. So, I guess those things happen on holiday weekends.
Yeah, you know, I put a lot of thought into this work in search and rescue. We talked about it briefly, but no matter how many services you put out there on the river, accidents, exactly what that word is, an accident, is going to happen. And I wasn't on the scene for this one to know what happened, but accidents are going to continue happening in any environment. We were down in Havasu, and accidents happen down there just as much as they do.
Sure. Did you see, you were in Havasu for the weekend, did you see any injury accidents or anything?
I didn't, and it really was mellow as far as I could report. Now, we went to Havasu in 2017, and I would label that not mellow. It was big, giant party scene, a lot of fun, and that was
were younger then, too.
I think 4th of July fell on a Saturday, which I think makes a difference, and this one fell on the Monday, but it just seemed steady pace the entire weekend, and we kind of stayed away from the crowds, but there weren't a lot of crowds, I wouldn't say. It just looked like a generally good weekend out on the river.
Well, it's a bigger body of water, too.
Right, right.
You know, we're tight here.
Mm-hmm.
And they launch all the jet skis in one area, which doesn't make it any better either.
Well, you know, and we continue to do, we talk a lot about economic development, bringing in new businesses, building out our landscape here. And when we do that, it's amazing what we're able to accomplish with bringing in new businesses and putting stuff along the river. But you continue to take away the only beachfront that we have in the city.
Right.
So it constricts everyone of where they can go. So that I think a lot of listeners or maybe people that come on the weekends aren't aware that we have other parks that they could go to other than community park, which would spread out the load a little more and spread out that congestion. But everyone loves community park. And
right now they're not charging if you get into Rotary Park.
Rotary Park?
There's nobody there.
What's the one down south, Rio Lomas?
Rio Lomas, too, and then you have the Nature Center.
Yeah.
But they don't charge for any of those.
No, so, I mean, there's areas where we could spread out the love, but as we continue to see modernization of community park and losing that beachfront, I don't know what will happen, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll ever lose the beachfront.
Yeah.
It may have hotels behind it or dinner houses or, you know, another Chili's or IHOP or
something,
you know? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's going on with the Chamber?
Yeah, so switching gears here, the Chamber is still doing really well. I didn't know this is my. I'm coming up on a year. August is my year, and I didn't realize that July is such a busy month. Well, June leading into July is such a busy month.
Right.
We had new board members get voted on. We got five new board members and two reelects. So Karen Summit will now be our chair of the Chamber Board.
Okay.
And
Cindy Head can't wait.
Cindy Head, I think she's put her time in. Cindy,
yeah.
If you're listening, everything you've done for the Chamber is very much appreciated by everyone.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough nut.
Yeah.
That's a tough chore to handle. And so I'm sure she's, you know, probably taking Karen to lunch every day.
Yeah. I think they're ready for the handover. But, yeah. Karen got reelected, and she's going to be chair this year. And coming up in the Sooner meetings, we'll find out who our vice chair is or who they decide to elect for vice chair.
Who else got reelected?
It'll be Janice Birkenhager got reelected as well. So those two got reelected. Now, other people still have their terms on, but the new elects are Bill Smith from Anderson Ford, Heidi Halsey Ford from U.S. Bank, Maria Pinecker from Living Waters, Brent Parsons from RMC, and Robert Hazelgrove from Drifting Bistro.
Okay, good people.
All good people. I think our board is looking fantastic this year, and they're active already. So on July 8th, this Friday, we're doing a full board training with Dave Kilby, who works for like a large conglomeration of chambers, is putting on a training for new board members. So Lake Havasu, the city of Kingman, Laughlin, Parker, and I believe even someone from Oatman is coming to be part of this training so that we can get our board members trained up to what it means to be part of the Chamber of Commerce. Because you can be a board member for Rotary or for Kiwanis or anything else, and
Chamber's
it's different than the Chamber. And equally so, those boards are different than the Chamber board.
Right. So where are you going to hold that?
Lake Havasu, actually. So we'll be going down there. So Lisa from Lake Havasu organized it all, and it was perfect timing with our new board members, and we're sending down seven. So it'll be fantastic.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, so we're getting a real good training done with our new board members, and, you know, they're asking great questions already. Very, very rarely do people want to get into the nitty-gritty, and none of them are shy of it. They want to be a part of their chamber. They want to help shape the future of better business.
Or each one of them calling you and say, let's go to lunch. I want to pick your brain.
I get a couple. Yeah? I get a couple. My weeks are filling up quickly. But
well, that's good. They want to know, and they want to know the history. Like Brent, I mean, he's fairly new to Bullhead.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're the CEO of the hospital, so you might have some experience and knowledge of cities and government and businesses. So,
well, I've been talking to the board a lot, and when I first got hired on, what I saw our biggest weaknesses are outside, like how everyone views the chamber, and the reputation of the chamber was not par at times. And we've been working on that heavily to fix that reputation and create consistency for our members so they can count on us and what we're willing to do and able to do. And I think we're getting there. And now it's a really good time for this transition is to start focusing on how to create better policy inside the chamber, start to make the chamber staff and the chamber itself no more listening to, well, we did it this way 3 years ago, or, you know, it once happened this way. Like,
right.
Getting it down, turning things into policy, and we have board members that are actively willing to participate in, like, designing what it should be, what a policy manual should look like. So
excellent.
So it'll be good to clean up a bit and continue to work hard for our members as we start this new fiscal year.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Let's 20 past. Let's take our first break.
All right.
If you have questions for Bo, grab your phone, 702-298-1063. You can give us a call. He'll be more than happy to answer them. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Our day will come.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, There's something that I've got to say.
Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? That's what I wanted to say. I need Bobby V to introduce me there. Yeah. Do you have your Co-op Connection card? You get to save money all over the MEC coverage map by flashing that card. You can save money at Stout Wellness. Yeah, go in there and see Terry Coyle. You save money. The Hut. Yeah. Team Sponder. Yeah, you save money with Terry Sponder. You can go to Colorado River Eye Care and save money. If you're buying new glasses and they knock 5 or 7% off, that's worth it. So get your Co-op Connection card today. Just stop by the offices on Hancock Road and walk in. They need to see your driver's license to verify that you have an account with them. And boom, you get your card and you're out the door. Put it on your keychain and show it everywhere you go. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars and car parts. Plus, they have curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. East West Financial Services. Oh, are you all set to retire? You got plenty of money? Well, if you want some more, you might want to go talk to Jack. You sit down with him in Kingman or Bullhead City. He has offices in both towns. And he can lay out your plan, and you can decide if it works for you or not. And then he can change it around. You know, it's not cast in concrete. So give him a call, 928-888-9828. Make an appointment. They're free. Go in, sit down, and talk. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians wake up in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu every day. They go to work. Some of them head to a house to fix something, some to a commercial business. If you need an electrician, you need to remember the name Walker Service Electric, right? They're available. Give them a call, 928-718-9444, and they'll come running and take care of your issue, and you're all set. Speaking of all set, so your board will be all set after they get trained. When's their first meeting?
Yeah, first meeting is July 28th.
Oh, okay.
And
the same day as our mixer.
Yeah, at the 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it won't be an issue either way. But I have thought about that already.
But they all will be ready for the mixer at 5:30.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We're looking at a couple other mixers as well for our board specific. I want to do like a fun mixer. Becky up in Kingman just does great events, and I've been copying her on everything I can. And she's doing like a board orientation mixer where it's really mellow, and it's not supposed to be overcommitting, and you just come and meet your board members. As members of the chamber, you have the right to ask these people anything you want and make sure that they hear your opinion. And if you want to see your chamber go in a certain direction, I mean, you can always call me and communicate that way with me directly.
Right.
But if you want to meet these new board members.
What's your phone number?
It is 928-754-4121, Larry.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. Yeah.
The listeners might not know.
Yeah, they might not know. But yeah, I'm gonna work together with them to put a fun event for our members together that allows people to come and just meet them and communicate with them and ask questions and just get to know who they are and create new relationships. And honestly, for them to get to know each other as well. None of these individuals have worked with each other in the past, and it's hard to take the funds away from our members and go do a board appreciation day.
Well, but it also gives the public an opportunity to meet the board.
Exactly.
And where would you do that?
We're looking at different avenues right now.
I've
been told by my board members that they want it to be really fun. So,
right.
So I'm looking at an opportunity to either utilize some of our natural resources and do it along the river or
city pool.
Yeah, or something. Just make it where people can hang out and enjoy themselves and communicate. So.
Yeah. Do it at the chamber.
Yeah.
And go out on the beach.
Yeah, that's something we're talking about maybe after
have food
after
in the
September
chamber.
And see how it goes. But
you can do it now. I mean, like on a weeknight, that's not a real busy area.
Right.
Yeah, it's your building still.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of the making of that, but it will be announced, and it will be something fun for you to come and meet these new board members personally.
That would be fun.
Yep.
Especially if you wanted to meet the CEO of the hospital.
That's right. He's a nice guy.
Or Maria.
We keep saying that.
Make plans for future life.
Future living.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah, or not. And then we got some, you know, learning events coming up. So I wanted to speak a little bit about our Lunch and Learn. So we have a new member, newer member, Grace Fusion Power. If you haven't heard about them, a solar company in town. We did a ribbon cutting, I think, about a month ago on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're very, very excited to be part of our community. And they're going to teach us a little bit about how solar can benefit your business and what you can do to maximize, you know. When I talk about revenue at the Chamber of Commerce, revenue is not always money coming in. It can also be money saved. So for services that cost you less money and we start saving money, that's revenue. That's alternative revenue. We're looking at ways to make our budget less expensive. And the individuals at Grace Fusion Power will be able to teach you at our Lunch and Learn on how to save money and why the benefits of solar exist and if it will pencil out for you correctly. Because solar doesn't benefit everyone. If you're kind of working towards your end of your life, you might never see a savings to solar.
Right. It takes a while.
Yeah, but if, like right now, Casey and I are shopping for a new home, if we were to find a home with solar already on it, that would benefit us for our entire time at that home. But
yeah,
just different ways. So we got that Lunch and Learn coming up. That's on Friday, July 22nd. And then August 25th.
Where's that going to be?
We are hoping to have it at the Bullhead Business Builders.
Okay.
So it'll be right there, kind of in between Anderson Ford and what is the coffee shop right there?
Lizzie's?
Yeah, Lizzie's, or but it's Tossa. Tossa, yeah. And
across the street on the opposite side.
Exactly, yeah, over by the smoke shop and the
dry cleaners.
Dry cleaners. Right. And then we have another Lunch and Learn on August 25th, Cole Young. And he is the superintendent of the school district at Mojave Valley. And super nice guy. And he's going to teach us a little bit about everything that's going on down there. So
cool.
If you're not familiar, no matter where you live, you can enroll in the school district down there, mm-hmm. even if you're in Phoenix, and do online classes and still participate in sports and programs. And
he's
Cole.
A thinker outside the box.
Yeah.
You know, so when he's talking, he's also talking about your district and wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And if not everything he says is adapted, some things can be. So, because he talked to the ambassadors here a couple months ago.
Right. And it was so much informative information in the ambassador group. I just figured this needs to be a Lunch and Learn so people can understand. And you have a business. You run a business. But many of us have families on the side. You need to know what to do your family as well.
So you get to hear good information. Yeah. All right. Half past. Let's take a break. Paul LaVoie's coming up at the top of the hour with Leo and Sonny. Should be good conversation. Nothing good to say about half the country, but that's okay.
I bless the day.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call People Crazy About Pets, Pet 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services. Yeah, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, complete landscaping with an owner on the job every day. But if you want a pool right now, you're looking at 24 months. Yeah, they're busy. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. They can do that pretty quick, you know, if you call. And come out. And the best part is their products that they treat with are safe for your children and your pets. So give them a call, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Ah, they're rated 4 stars by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Not a piece of cake to do that. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, also physical therapists, also occupational therapists, also speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, grab the phone and call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Pet 5150, they put up a live video this morning of all the dogs just running around. Saying, well, how was your weekend, you know? They're all talking to each other, and they're all sniffing each other like they do, you know. But they're all having a great time. It's Disneyland for dogs, let me tell you. And you don't have any coupon to get on any of the rides. Ooh, talk about dating yourself. It's a dog park inside and out if you want your dog there. And if you need to, they can give it the spa treatment at the end of the day. You know, give them a bath, clean them all up, you know, do the nails, the whole nine yards. And if it's a poodle, you want, you know, green ears or, yep, pink ears or something. Yeah, they can do that too. Call Liz, 928-577-7390. She's out there right next to Hooch's. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money. Well, maybe you want a vacation home. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard in 2 years. Maybe you just want to refi or add on to the house. Well, call the founder. He used to be the president. I think his wife took that title. Now he's the founder and CEO. Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. He's got lots of money. Call 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his desk, you need $210,000. Okay, and you look up, and he's gone. What the heck? There's no back door. There's no window. Where'd he go? Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes up and down, yes. It goes down into the vault underground, and he gets your food. I was going to say the vault used to be the size of Dot Foods, but now it's the size of the Pentagon. And he gets your money, your $210, he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Want some of Chad's money?
I want anyone. I'll take any money. I'm in the market for another new boat. So
another new boat?
Yeah, you know, I have a problem.
A minute ago, you wanted a house.
I have a problem. Yeah, I do need a house. Casey and I, you know what? You're right. I need to keep my priorities straight. We need a garage to keep that nice new boat in.
Yeah.
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 So I wanted to talk a little bit about Oktoberfest. So we have Oktoberfest coming up on September 24th.
Right now, down the street. Yeah.
Right down the street. Now, the Chamber puts on 2 major events throughout the year. We put on many events, but 2 ones that are staple events, and that's Taste the Bullet and Oktoberfest. And the difference between the two is one is a member appreciation event,
right,
and one is a community-based event. And Oktoberfest is our community-based event. And our community shows up. I'm going to estimate we had 2,500 to 3,000 people last year, and I think people are eager to get out of their house coming out of COVID and having a lot of fun and getting to see each other. We did tremendous beer sales. And
well, we have Kid Nick on stage, mm-hmm. and so the music is fantastic.
Right.
And people, a lot of people just go and sit at the tables. They don't ever leave.
Yeah. So
they're there all day.
This year, there's going to be a whole lot more reasons to sit at those tables and never leave, as we are surrounding the tables with entertainment on every side, whether that be music or fun and games.
What did we decide, 3 or 4 stages?
Yeah, there's going to be there's going to be some things going on, and and we're going to have vendors. We're working with Grace Hecht, and she is organizing the vendors right now. I answered messages this morning about how excited she is to continue to compile them. and food vendors and beer and good times and German greatness. So with that being said, we have some sponsors to thank. Already we have our sponsors lined up, and we are excited about that. We have a title sponsor, Dot Foods. I want to say they've been title sponsors for years. I know they were last year.
I believe so.
And but years before that as well, I believe they've been title sponsor.
Fantastic.
Entertainment sponsor this year is going to be Anderson Ford. They help out in the community in every shape or way they can.
And now he's on your board.
And
so.
I know it's a good token to have in the pocket.
Yep.
And then Kid Zone will be Culver's again, just like last year. And then all of our German games, and this year we are going to really amp up our game zone.
And I believe Culver's committed to 3 years.
I think they did, yes. So, yeah. And so did, unofficially, so did Dot Foods, that they intend to stay with the event for the 3 years, but doing legalities, it's hard because you can't pick the future right now. We can't say what's going to happen, and it was great that Culver's were able to align with us for 3 years, but Dot Foods and their partnership, I guarantee that'll go on for years to come.
I think so, too.
Yep.
I think so, too.
Hopefully Anderson Ford as well. And then Papa John's again with the German Fun Zone. So that'll be a lot of fun. So really, we appreciate our sponsors for Oktoberfest. And Melody, her little mind turns every day. I get these phone calls all the time of, do you think we could do this? Or do you think this is possible? And really, the possibility is endless. We are having so much fun designing this event right now.
This is the fun time.
Yeah, so one of the things that will change this year, if you are a participant of the years in the past, is you were able to buy things at various locations all throughout the park. If you wanted wristbands to go into the Kid Zone, you could buy them there at different tables. Same thing with beer. You could buy them at the Beer Zone or wherever. But this year, after studying other Oktoberfest, we decided that we are going to move our sales to one location.
Right.
Her ears must be burning right now.
Bo just held up his phone, and it says Melody's calling him.
Yeah, calling right now. But this year we are moving sales to one location, and we're going to hand out beer chips. And so you'll come to one table. Say if you want to drink 5 beers for the day, or you want to drink 10 beers for the day, you go in and just buy your 10 tokens. And then anytime you want to go get a beer, you just turn in your little beer chip into the beer table. And what we're hoping is that'll cut down lines everywhere.
Right.
Because we're going to have multiple sales sections in that one table for all the sales, and then you can just go to the other areas and distribute your tokens or wristbands and get into where you need to. But you can expect great things from Oktoberfest. Again, that's September 24th, Saturday, September 24th, and it'll run all day long. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. And we've even talked about going a half day on Friday or something. So maybe not this year, but soon.
We had talked about expanding it. Now, my biggest fear with expanding it is I don't want to wear any of the locals out. You know, I love the turnout that comes from one day, and I don't want to split that on one day and connect the other day. I feel like...
Have you been to Disneyland?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that on Friday they have less people than Saturday?
I don't think so. Maybe my ideas behind it. And other Oktoberfest all around us. I mean, the Sedona even. Multi-day events.
Well, look at the Corn Fest. It's a day and a half.
Yeah.
And use that as an example. It's here in our town, and it's for the public, and they raise a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have some other events coming up. So we have a teacher ambassador mixer event coming up. And this one, Larry, I think you should spearhead about what this event's all about, since you are the idealist.
The idealist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The concept here was to make the new teachers that have come to our town from all over the United States feel welcome. And a lot of people have stepped up and taken it a notch above. I mean, we started planning and holding meetings. Terry Sponder and I are co-chairing it. But we've got a committee member doing everything. But the best part is we're working on a bag for them. Well, I was at Warm Sea the other day talking to Gina. She showed me the bags. It's like those grocery cloth bags that people give away. That's what she ordered, 100 of those.
Oh, wow.
And every time And every time I turn around, Matt, when he came in last week and did the show, he brought 100 tablets. I ran into Lori Duggins at lunch on Friday, and she gave me 100 bags, the two big boxes that she put together. And it's got a Bullhead Police tablet, pen, her business card, a notepad, and pretzels all stapled together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so these teachers are going to leave that night feeling really good about it. It's going to be 5:30 on the 28th at MCC. Anybody listening who wants to welcome teachers and hopefully get them to stay here, feel free to come.
Yeah, you know, you listed a lot of people that are giving a lot of things. we had two major sponsors for this event to make it possible. It was Anderson right. Ford and Anderson Power Sports. They both came together to make this event happen. So our teachers get to eat for free, actually, that night.
Right.
And that's awesome. So we'll have food
D'Angelo's
trucks there.
Deli, good food.
Yeah, so we'll have food trucks there for everyone else. If you're coming to the event, you need to grab dinner. There will be opportunities for you to purchase food. But the entire event is about surrounding our teachers with love and welcoming them to our community.
Right. And they're going to walk. You got to remember, people, that new teachers are in their early 20s, and they've landed in a town that's now 120 degrees, and they're going, what am I doing? And so we need to welcome them and make them feel like we want them. We're going to have Toby Cotter there doing a little speech.
Yep.
Some of the superintendents are going to give speeches. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jackie from the Laughlin Chamber, and who knows?
So yeah, it'd be great.
I want them to feel welcome and stay.
That's right.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So that's the 28th of this month.
That is, and that's the same day as the board meeting.
Right.
And then I wanted to chat a little bit about our ribbon cutting. So everyone, if you've been following the chamber, we've been doing at least two mixers and multiple ribbon cuttings per month. And
we just did a ribbon cutting at D-Flat.
Yes.
Which was their three-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And they chose to give out $200, two big checks, one to the Guardian Foundation and one to the Morning Kiwanis Club for our swim lessons.
Right.
And Michelle came this morning and presented that at our club.
Oh, wow.
But you don't have to be a brand-new business. It can be you got married, you got divorced, you got an anniversary coming up, you had a baby.
Mm-hmm. it's the ribbon cuttings are there for anyone, but what I was getting to is it's hot right now. It is very warm outside, and if you see a reduction in ribbon cuttings, it's because it's hot.
Yep.
And our members, and I appreciate them for this greatly, they have decided to put their ribbon cuttings towards more cooler months to allow us to be able to mingle outside. Cause,
well, you know, we can also do them at 6 in the morning.
That's right. 6 a.m. Is also very welcoming. A lot of people enjoy that.
And it's open right now.
but it's a lot of fun. So ribbon cuttings are postponed right now, and then our mixers are still happening. We have a mixer. One mixer this week did cancel due to changing employees, but we have our next mixer coming up July 21st at 5225 Arizona 95.
Yeah.
And that's Arizona Life.
So, Arizona Life.
Yes, yeah, so we'll be doing a
hospice.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll be doing a mixer there, so that's something exciting. And then I'll see you before this one, but I just wanted to put it out on the airwaves now. August 11th, we'll have Mother's Insurance at 1355. And most of our mixers, if not stated,
Highway 95.
Yes. What did I say? Mixer 95.
You just stopped at the address.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, 1355 Raymar.
Oh, Raymar. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Raymar 95 in what used to be called the Holiday Plaza.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it now.
Well, we
where
will.
Where the big antenna is in the middle of the plaza.
We'll keep the party going on August 11th, and I'm sure I'll talk about it more on our next radio show.
That was
show
my
as well.
First job when I came here.
Mother's Insurance?
We had a little studio in that plaza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when it was connected to the office. And which in the offices were all the radio people and everything, but there was a little studio that was kind of out in the plaza, and we could look out over the whole plaza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that plaza gets used a lot right now, does it?
No, it's pretty full, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But where Heather's office is used to be a coffee shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can look over there and see who's having breakfast. Robin Holmes and Bob Melton were always in there. But, yeah, so that's what it used to be. But now it's more of a professional plaza.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, that concludes my report of everything. So now I'm open to questions for the next 15 minutes. Now we can talk about anything you want. We can open it up and discuss. That's what I needed to get off my chest.
You want to talk about the ambassador meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, so we have an ambassador meeting tomorrow. And our ambassador group, I'm sure you've heard over the last three shows, has been growing tremendously. We went from, I think, when I started 20-ish, and then we jumped up to 30 really quick, and now we're up to 40. We were up to 40, and then after some cleaning and rehousing and organization, we're down to 32.
Okay.
I think is where we're sitting right now. And our ambassador group is here to support the businesses of Bullhead City.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, of Bullhead City from bridge to bridge. Sorry,
right.
All the way down, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Golden Valley. I mean, anywhere really that our ambassadors can get out to. And
speaking of that, are you putting together the big mixer for October out there in the valley?
At the
block party?
What do they call it, the block party? Uh-huh. Yeah, there are. It's in the works right now. I believe the flyer's already been created and informational launch for that. Everyone that asks me all these different things, I'm like, oh, yeah, we are doing that. Oh, yeah, we're looking at food truck nights. And it seems like it's a three-month transition. We're pulling things out of the fire and putting new things in the fire. And it's
speaking
just
of that, I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and there was a food truck there. It was a trailer.
What's it called, River Sippin'?
It was called River Sippin'.
Yeah, just a good guess. They're a newer member of ours, River Sippin'. The last time I was on your show, I remember this specifically because they were excited that we did it, but they joined at the same hour that I was on your show, and I gave them a shout-out at the last show. But I last saw them on Friday night at Rotary Park, parked up at the boat launch area, serving up, I think it's hot sandwiches and pina coladas and mixed drinks. And
yeah, I didn't. There was a line, and I was going in to buy something, so I didn't stop by. But 928-294-6992, if you want them to come to your business or an event, call them up.
Yeah, it'd be a really fun food truck to have there, I think.
It looked like it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good-sized trailer, and there were people inside cooking, and I was like, that's interesting.
But the ambassador, so this meeting will be a very important one. I've been trying to get a handle on everything, and this is our first big step to getting a handle on revitalizing our ambassador group and kind of putting in a little bit of procedures and policies. With any group, as you start to grow to a larger size, regardless of what group it is, I mean, even if it's the Boy Scouts, there's procedures and policies for everything, and it's so that the group can function appropriately, messages come across appropriately, and all of our meetings are conductive and produce a quality outcome to our members. So that's kind of the mindset that we're going into this next meeting with, is we're going to hopefully hand you guys some quality information to make becoming an ambassador more seamless and what you're able to do more beneficial to our members and continue to push that. So.
And if you're interested in becoming a chamber ambassador, or if you're not a member of the chamber, call Bo.
That's right, 928-754-4121. You can become a member at any time, and then our ambassador group, they're not an easy-to-be-a-part-of group. You have to show yourself, be committed to our community, and work hard to better the businesses, and then you earn your way into the ambassador group. That's the mindset behind it.
Well, and you need to be able to show up to a ribbon cutting, to a mixer, to meetings, which are at noon, the first Wednesday.
Yep.
And it's a busy group, and we're not there to stand around and shake hands.
That's
right. We're
there
to get stuff done.
And all these events that we talk about, whether it be Oktoberfest, Taste of Bullhead, these mixers, ribbon cuttings, everything that we do, it's thanks to our ambassadors.
Yep. We're just the greatest group in on the world. Yeah, it's us. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more. Call us if you want, 702-298-1063.
Say goodbye.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town.
Attention Mojave County Realtors. This is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Lee from 62. Speaking Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, are you hungry for lunch today? You want to go somewhere different? Go up to the Laughlin Ranch. Sit there and look out over the greens. Yeah, you can have burgers and pastas and salads and, you know, sandwiches and steaks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, just go check it out. Check out the menu first on LaughlinRanch.com and then order it. You know, tonight's the barbecue night, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Barbecue burgers, barbecue ribs. Yeah. Makes me mouth-watering. Yeah. Check out everything at LaughlinRanch.com. By the way, you can also book your tea times there. Arizona Comfort Solutions for the comfort tools in your home. Are you ready for the 120? Nobody is. Yeah. Well, but I mean, at your home, you don't want your home to be hot or your business. So in Bullhead City and Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. It's very simple. Grab the phone, 928-758-2400. Your thermostats, your AC, your swamp coolers, they can do all that. And when it starts to cool off a little bit, they can also come out and service your heat pump, your furnace, your heater, whatever you have. Write down the number, 928-758-2400, Arizona Comfort Solutions. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. You heard from the CEO on Friday. He was here himself. Yeah. A lot of things are happening. But they still specialize in quality health care for our residents and our families and our visitors. A 24-hour emergency room if you need it. I did a few weeks ago. Works good. A chest pain center. Haven't needed that yet. But I am going to need cardiac catheterization there soon. They do that 24/7. I think I'll probably go in during business hours, but it's available 24/7 if you have an emergency. And cardiac rehab, which I may need. We'll see. Learn more at warmc.com or grab the phone and call 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone at Warm C and she'll transfer you to whoever you need to talk to. Perkins Yummy Restaurant and Bakery. Strawberries everywhere. Yeah, fresh strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon. Or fresh strawberry crepes with a nice little platter with eggs and bacon. Or you can take a whole strawberry pie home. It's that simple. And don't forget, Fish Friday is coming up this Friday. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left here with Bo in the studio. And you have all these plans, and now you want to do this meet the board members. Do you see that happening soon?
Yeah, we have our installation dinner, and we're trying to lock in the date in October for our installation dinner, but we want to do it before our installation dinner. So
okay.
More of a, the installation dinner is a little more formal, costs a little bit of money to go to for the dinner and everything, right, for our members, but we want something that's more casual and cut loose. So it'll be prior to our installation dinner, and hopefully at a location announced soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do it downstairs.
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah. I think we absolutely can. We gotta work around our contract, but we definitely can.
Yeah.
But we're going to look and see what our options are and how to do it best. But,
yeah. Well, and that's an event where people can come – pull in because they're all locals, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to go to community park. So many people, I think, get caught up in that about going to the chamber. All you have to do is drive, what is that, Laughlin Ranch Road, take a right, right or left at Laughlin Ranch Road.
Towards the river.
Towards the river. And just at the gate, say you're going to see the chamber. You don't even have to tell them you're local. Just, I'm going to visit the chamber.
And then they know my truck now, so when I start to point, they just go, wave me through.
Oh, they know you better than me then. Every time I have to stop, roll the window down, introduce myself, show them a name badge.
Well, because you've got 9 different cars.
I know.
You go up the same vehicle every day.
I know. Our battery's dead in our RAV right now, so I've been driving my truck. But, yeah. But it's been a lot of fun. The chamber right now, and I continue to say this, it's on its way up. We are at 548 members the last time I checked.
Okay.
So, again, our highest that I've been reported back to me was like 616-ish.
Yeah,
so,
right in there. Yeah, I was going to say, but a little less than 620.
And we have been steadily 8 to 10 members every month. And I can't I'm very open with anyone if they want to ask where our membership dues go or what it all goes into. But every member, every dollar, everything we do.
Give me three reasons to join.
Three reasons to join the chamber. Okay, so let me start big business. If you're a massive business in the area and you say, I don't need that chamber for anything, you're probably right. And I'm going to be honest and say you are probably right. But everyone that we serve at the chamber, 50% of our membership, a 1-to-5 employee ratio for that 225 membership due, those people need your membership dollars. So if you're a major business thinking, I don't need anything from the chamber, but I want to support the small businesses in our community, become a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, and you can preface that by saying Dot Foods is a member,
yep.
Warm Sea,
Mojave Electric,
along the river
city of
here.
Bullhead. I mean, these major entities in our city are a part of the Chamber of Commerce,
right.
And they really don't need much from our chamber other than
right.
being part of it. When you're a small business just getting started, one of the biggest things that you need is exposure. Just people knowing that you exist, people buy things from their friends. I can go to Walmart and buy a charger for my phone, but we have a small phone shop right in town next to the Bullet Business Builders.
Right.
And I go to them and get my cords. But you buy things from your friends. So
you can order anything you need.
Anything you need.
Yeah.
But if you are a small business and you just need to get your name out there, let the chamber work for you. You're
right.
going to spend $225 on a piece of advertisement that runs one time on something.
Right.
Or you can spend $225 and allow us to work for you for an entire year. And you can value that benefit however you'd want. Make us work for you. Make us earn that dollar from you.
Right.
That's why our staff is here. And then let's give you a third reason. The chamber is fun. The chamber is a good time. I heard this, that networking is not working. And that's not true. Networking is what it's all about. When you come out to a mixer and you introduce your staff and you introduce everything that's going on, whether you're a business that's been here for 15 years or a new business that just opened, the benefits of coming out and showing people who you are and what you're capable of and just communicating on a level that shows that you're where I should be spending my money.
Right.
We're in 2022 when 8.8% inflation and everyone's looking at saving dollars. I don't want to spend money where I don't want my money to go. I want to spend money where it belongs. And I think people are going to start doing that.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.